The Day's Markets. Clear insights on today's winners, losers, and what to do next.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements. I'm joined on the line by Senior Portfolio Manager at Sunland Private Wealth, Nick Kunz, to take a look at markets and see what we make of them. Nicholas, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. I'm getting dizzy at this point. We're only starting the second half of the year. Yesterday was down, the day before was up, today's up. Are we assuming tomorrow's going to be down?
Evening, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy, crazy times. I mean, the volatility is wild at the moment. I mean, yes, our markets is all over the place. I could sort of show you what's happening in on the KOSBI in South Korea, an index like that, and moving 7-8% per day, up or down every day. It is very, very volatile. It's just, I guess, how the second half is going to pay out. We've got to wait till earnings season starts next week to get some sort of idea, I guess.
Nick, speaking of that earnings season, what are you looking forward to this time around? It comes around quite often, and it is the talking point from an equities perspective. Equity markets are the ones that have been quite volatile as well, with all of the ups and downs that have been happening in the markets. Are we expecting strong numbers out of the companies? We know banks typically kick us off in that respect. Are we optimistic this time around?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jimmy. So it comes around. The U.S. earnings season comes around every quarter, as opposed to South Africa, which is what they call semi-annual, so it's every 6 months. So it's quite a big deal when the biggest economy in the world reports their companies start reporting. And it's even more of a bigger deal, Jimmy, if you realize what sort of percentage that the U.S. equities and U.S. companies make up of the MSCI world, for example. It's over 70%. So, yes, it does matter. So what's happening with earnings season, as you rightly pointed out, financials kick it off next week, all the big banks in America report. That'll be a very, very good indication of what's happening on the ground floor with the consumer. And going into this particular earnings season this quarter, it is a big, big hurdle to climb. They are looking for EPS growth, I think, north of 15-16%, I stand to be corrected, but it is a very, very high hurdle. So yes, a lot is going to be happening in the next couple of weeks on the US side.
Nick, when we take a look at the currency side of things, markets have been moving. The rand has been kind of seesawing against the US dollar, but still surprisingly holding its ground quite steadily. Hasn't really troubled us beyond 16.50 per se. At the moment, 16 rand looks to be quite an interesting support level that we need to break through to potentially come all the way back down to the 14.50s, the 15s that we saw towards the last year. How do we feel about the rand at 16.30 at the moment, with the US dollar or the Dixie rather still also looking like it won't break above 101?
Yeah. So, I mean, the two very good points there, Jimmy. I mean, firstly, the Dixie at 101, those is a very sort of elevated level. You know, we need that to come under 100. I mean, the dollar index, for those who don't know what it is that are listening, it's basically a basket of the six biggest traded currencies in the world, which is formatted into the index. And then our rand, our poor old rand, you know, sort of been a little bit on the back foot. But I have to say, you know, given all the risk that's been out there, I think it's actually holding reasonably well. And I think like a classic case like today, rand was trading, 16.40 when we walked in, maybe 16.42. It moved 10 cents as that sort of risk, sort of safe dollar haven, which has been playing out, from that Iran war news over the last 24 hours. That's been unwinding a little bit slightly. Lots going on in Japan with the yen as well. And surprisingly, Iran looks a little bit okay. Our real yields are pretty decent. You know, our frustratingly hawkish central bank governor has made our real rates look very attractive for carry trades and foreigners as well. Quite prudent given what potential inflation as well. So you put those all in the pot, Jimmy, and you get quite an attractive place to park your cash if you're an overseas investor and want to get sort of a decent yield in our rand. Our bonds always behaving quite well too, and our prudent team sitting in Pretoria, I think, are doing quite a good job.
Nick, let's take a look at commodity prices. The gold price bouncing back today, silver, platinum, palladium, all on the rebound. Yesterday having quite the tough day when President Trump gave the announcement that he has no intentions of going back to the negotiating table with anyone at this point, and is quite happy to start wars across Europe, Asia, and everywhere else he deems fit, basically.
Don't forget Greenland either.
And still, we have to still deal with that, of course, coming after Greenland. Yeah. Looking at how the commodities have responded today, what continues to give the commodities that resilience to come back after those sorts of comments?
I think first and foremost, it's you know, the dollar's been behaving as that sort of safe haven. Coming into this year, first and foremost, we know the interest rate cuts were very much on the table. I think there were two or three sort of interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve already priced in. Obviously, 3-4 months later, after the sort of, you know, the initial sort of memorandum of understanding was signed with the supposed peace deal. And now we're looking at interest rate hikes because of all the above, you know, because of what's happening with oil, what's happening with the inflation basket. And a surprisingly hawkish new governor, who is Trump's man, Mr. Kevin Warsh, has actually been talking sort of interest rates up. So that is very important to look at what the dollar does. And on the back of that dollar does, it has a knock-on effect to the gold and the PGM prices as well. So what we're seeing now, again, it's sort of tough at the moment, Jimmy, with these flip-flopping, you know, it's very much sort of stronger dollar walking in. As soon as the news broke that, you know, maybe it's not as bad as we think in Iran, it drops quite significantly, and gold and the rest come back. So I do think gold around this sort of level, 4,000, 4,100, seems to have found a little bit of a base for now, but we just don't know. But it seems to be holding out okay.
For as long as we don't know what to do other than wait and see how the markets respond and react accordingly. This is why it's important to be patient in the markets and not rush into things. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Senior Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, Nick Kunz, joining us to share his thoughts on some of the market movements playing out at the moment and where they leave us.